day.
It is 9:34 and 62 degrees, and we have an eyewitness report right here. I'm Alex Bauer in studio with Joanne S. Williams, local author. Joanne, welcome. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. You are not just a local author, but also a therapist.
I am. Yeah, and I'm really thrilled to talk about this subject, about how dogs can help kids feel more courageous or find really courage inside. And that's why I wrote the book.
You wrote a book here. What is this book called?
It's called Super Dog Helps Boys Fear. And really, it's a story that features a little boy's adventures with his loyal service dog, Whimsy, who helps him face his overwhelming fears to find courage inside. And really, I truly wrote it, though, to give parents and even grandparents fun, interactive ways to talk or create conversations with their kids. Because I just find that it's really hard sometimes for parents, if you've got a withdrawn child, how to draw them out, how to ask the question so they don't go, huh, or shrug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and it, you know, something all parents have to deal with at one point, I would imagine.
I think so.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone's kind of going into it like, oh, what are we going to do? So this is one way to help. Sounds like.
It absolutely is. You know, I feel like the Know What to Expect books when somebody's pregnant, that's 9 months. But what about the books for the next 9 years or 18 years?
Yeah. No, there's a lot to cover in all that span of time.
There is. So I just want to prepare parents or help them in a way that they can help their kids be more interactive and connect with them. Yeah. That's what a kid wants, to be listened to, understood. And really loved.
It's what everybody needs.
It's everybody.
Those connections in our life.
It is.
Yeah. And so this book, when did you start writing this?
Well, I started writing it at a Thanksgiving gathering with my family in Santa Barbara. And it just kind of came to me and it just flowed out of me and decided I really wanted to make this a mission, not only to help kids and parents, but also ways to connect with your kids. So it just kind of flowed out of me, and now it is on Amazon, and I'm doing this book launch not only on Zoom on Thursday, you can find out at servicedogpro.com, but also on the live to meet Whimsy. So you can actually come down to the Oregon Bookstore and Games on E Street in Grants Pass Saturday, 10 to 12, and be able to see Whimsy, meet him. And I have prizes and I have some gifts, yes, for the kids. And then the book is as well.
Yeah, you're pulling out all the stuff.
I am.
And Whimsy is your dog.
Whimsy is my dog. And because I found out about this about 15 years ago, that you could have a dog with you on the plane if it helps you with your anxiety, because I had panic to fly. And so ever since then, I have had a service dog. It used to be emotional support. But as a therapist, I started certifying people to be able to go through the ADA process to have a psychiatric service dog. Nice. So that's what I currently do, too.
They are so helpful.
Oh, I found. So helpful.
Yeah. And so, and being able to, you know, have them help you through, like you said, anxiety.
Just to fly. Oh my goodness. I wouldn't get on a plane sometimes. It was bad.
Yeah.
So having him in my lap, it was great. It made all the difference in the world, and I could visit family more and do more things.
That's fantastic. So yeah, it is unparalleled, the help that they can provide, it seems.
I agree. You know, that's why we call it man's best friend.
Yeah, yes,
as
indeed.
You said. You know, there is a reason, this bond that's really unbreakable, and that dogs would rather be with people than with other dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what can we say? We're pretty cool.
I know. Why not? Right?
Yeah. And back to the book. I mean, not just talking about, you know, this dog being able to help this boy, but also the artwork inside. It's great illustrations.
Yeah, it really is.
And honestly, just even the cover feels very unique. I've never held a book like that before.
Yeah, it's kind of a boy looking off sad and overwhelmed, and then another one of him holding his dog, and then he's got a smile.
Yeah,
because that's what they can bring out in you. And this little boy, Jay, he was withdrawn, and he was afraid the kids were going to laugh at him. Because he didn't want to go outside and play. He was afraid.
Yeah.
And so he talked to a therapist and got some help and got the dog, and then he could go outside. And then he didn't need the dog anymore. Because it built the courage inside.
That's right.
But, you know, I think the best part is the interactive questions for parents, though, because that's what I find parents kind of get stuck. Oh, I don't know how to bring him out. He just says, I don't know. So how about draw with them?
Yeah.
You know, how about have them describe what your worry looks like or use different colors, you know, to describe it. So it's an interactive way to do that.
Excellent. So now, again, to this event coming up. This is on the 20th, is that right?
Yep, Saturday.
Saturday. So you'll be at Oregon Books and Games. It is coming up real soon. And what was the time on that one?
10 to 12, and you'll meet Mimsy.
Nice. And families?
Yep, families. Anybody's welcome, and the book will be there, and I'll autograph them as well.
Very cool.
Personally.
Yeah, and like you were saying, the parents can ask the questions if they have any.
Yes, I will have some handouts for parents as well.
Stellar.
10 supportive tips.
Oh, love it. Well, Joanne, thank you for providing that. And again, this was going to be on a podcast. Is that right?
It is going to be
a Zoom launch
on Thursday at 9:30. You can look at servicedogpro.com for more details. But yes, I'll do it Thursday on the computer, whatever, on Zoom, and then live on Saturday.
Nice. You're covering some good ground, it sounds
like. I am. I'm really excited about this.
Thank you. Well, hey, thank you for coming and telling us about it. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Joanne, I hope it goes well. Thanks again.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. And again, that'll do it for this Eyewitness Report right here on KJO.